This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana today. At the invitation of Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, Prime Minister Modi will be on a two-day visit to Nigeria from today. This will be the first visit by a Prime Minister of India to Nigeria in 17 years. During the visit, Prime Minister will hold the talks to review the strategic partnership between the two countries and discuss further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. He will also address a gathering of the Indian community in Nigeria. India and Nigeria have been strategic partners since 2007 with growing economic, energy and defence collaboration. More than 200 Indian companies have invested over $27 billion in important sectors in Nigeria. India and Nigeria also share a strong development cooperation partnership. Prime Minister will travel to Rio de Janeiro during 18th and 19th November to attend the G20 summit hosted by Brazil President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Bodo Peace Accord had not just benefited the Bodo community but also opened avenues for many more peace accords. Addressing first Bodoland Mahotsav in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said, due to peace accords, more than 10,000 youths have given up arms and violence in Assam alone and they have joined the mainstream. He said, the central government has given a special package of 1,500 crore rupees for the development of Bodo land. Mr. Modi said Assam government has also given a special development package. More than 700 crore rupees has been sent to develop infrastructure related to education, health and culture in Bodo land. The Prime Minister said he feels satisfied after seeing the impact of growth in Bodo land, which saw violence and bloodshed nearly 50 years. He asked people who are on the path of Nexalism to learn something from Bodo people. Mr. Modi lauded the Bodos for creating a new history after years of struggle and mediation efforts. Niti Aayog's Women Entrepreneurship Platform, WEP, under its Award to Reward initiative, launched a pilot program with Urban Company to support women MSMEs to scale up their businesses in the beauty and wellness sector. In a statement, Niti Aayog said that the program focuses on supporting women entrepreneurs who own local salons and parlors. The Aayog said that women entrepreneurs will be offered training across six key ecosystem needs of entrepreneurial growth. These are skilling, legal and compliance, access to finance, market and business development services, along with mentorship and networking. Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, has busted one of the biggest hauls of cocaine worth around 900 crore rupees in Delhi. In a statement, Home Ministry said the investigation conducted so far reveals that a group of people based in abroad is operating the syndicate. It said that some quantity of the seized contraband were to be sent to Australia through courier or small cargo services. The ministry said the persons involved in this case are mainly hawala operators and anonymous to each other, and they use pseudo names for day-to-day conversations on drug dealing. In this case, two main operators of the syndicate have been arrested so far. Further, the investigations to identify the backward and forward linkages of the drug syndicate and the source of the seized cocaine are underway. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated NCB for this major success. Uttar Pradesh Public Service Commission, UPPSC, has rescheduled the PCS preliminary examination 2024 to December 22. To accommodate the needs of competitive exam candidates, the examination will be conducted in a single day rather than over 2 days as originally planned for December 7 and 8. The revised exam will take place on December 22 on two shifts from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category, with an air quality index of 386 recorded yesterday. According to the CPCB, Central Pollution Control Board, the AQI in Bawana was 450, Punjabi Park 422 and Rohini at 434. In cricket, India defeated South Africa by a huge margin of 135 runs in the fourth and final T20 international at Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg. With the win, India sealed the four matches T20 series 3-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.